We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tyschraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, I know there was a lot on the line for you guys last week with Burlingame coming to town. And unfortunately, the Bearcats got the better part and won that game, won the LCL. And, you know, what are you learning as you get ready for a Battle of the Bulldogs tomorrow night in Cottonwood Falls?
Yeah, you know, I think for the Bulldogs last Friday night, you know, we were disappointed with the outcome and the scoreboard, no question. You know, we felt like we had a good chance going into the ball game, and we felt good about our preparation. And you know, we got started a little slow in the first half. I think at one point in the first half it was 8-0 with about 4 minutes to go, and they got the ball back on a drive and got a couple big plays and were able to punch another score in to put it to 14-0. And then the ensuing kickoff, they recovered an onside kick and then turned it into another score. And so going in at the break, you know, it took the wind out of our sails a little bit at 21-0. And then they got the ball coming out into the second half. And so, you know, you look at the stat sheet and the way the game flow went, and they were able to put together three drives where they were able to put together three scores back to back to back. And, you know, it kind of put us behind the eight ball a little bit, you know, going into the second half. But we talked at halftime about, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, and that, you know, you don't dig the hole in one play, and you certainly don't dig your way out of it in one play. And so our goal at halftime was to kind of try to dig ourselves out of the hole. And, you know, we thought we did some good things in the second half. We were fairly physical up front on both sides of the ball and were able to put up four touchdowns. And so we were disappointed with the scoreboard last Friday night. But certainly in the second half, especially, we were pleased with our guys' effort and attitudes. You know, they didn't hang their heads too bad, and they stayed positive and really played some good Bulldog football in the second half.
So do you feel like the guys are hungry heading into this week, knowing you know, there's still some things to play for?
Yeah, absolutely. Our older guys, our experienced guys that have played a lot of football in late October, they understand the stakes and what's at store for the Bulldogs. And so, you know, we think because of our, you know, response in the second half last week and, you know, throughout our preparation this week, that, you know, mentally and physically our guys are really in good shape. And so we just want to go out Friday and compete. You know, we understand the challenge that we have in front of us with Chase County and the speed that they bring to the table and the different weapons that they bring to the table. But our focus is just to try to play Bulldog football. And I know that sounds like coach speak, but we really believe that around here. So, you know, that's our hope on Friday.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tyschraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And it's a Battle of the Bulldogs tomorrow night in our Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. And Coach, I know they gave Linden all they could give them, but fell short 2 weeks ago, and then last week lost at Care Paravel, another good team, but you know what they have, and you expect a good fight, because last year they put it on you guys at home.
Yeah, they did. You know, last year, week eight, you know, I think the scenario situations might have been a little bit different. But I certainly know that, you know, our guys, our returning guys, you know, they remember that game. And, you know, I don't know if that will definitely play a factor in this Friday. You know, I think kids are kids and whatnot. But, yeah, our district, everybody's kind of beat each other up. And it's been interesting to see some of the scores, and especially in eight-man football, you know, comparing scores sometimes is, I don't know if it's really productive. You know, I think matchups make fights, and you know that sometimes matchups on Friday night kind of dictate how a game's going to go. And so, you know, what you see on film with Chase County is offensively, they have a lot of weapons, and they do a good job of spreading things out and getting the ball to those guys in space and letting them make plays. Defensively, they have a lot of speed. They fly the football, and they're very aggressive. You know, I think throughout the season, they've been one of the more impressive football teams you see on film, just from a personnel standpoint, and then with the, you know, they're very well coached. So, you know, we have a huge challenge on our hands and going on the road. But I think for our guys, too, you know, they understand this is the last regular season game. And so seniors, for our seniors, this is their last regular season game. And so I think there's some meaning to that with them. And so we really need our young guys and all of our role players to really step up and be on their A game on Friday night for us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game here on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Hey, all right. Thank you very much, Dylan. We appreciate what you do for high school sports.
That's Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.